All right, folks, here we are on QT and Overdrive. So we started a podcast earlier at Buck List with a couple of folks that were on live with us. And I apologize. I actually had technical difficulties, so I do apologize for that. And I've now got that fixed. So I see Chill's back and Tanya's back, so we appreciate that. I had some technical difficulties with some of my equipment here, and I finally figured that out. T will be back online here shortly. We're in separate locations, so it takes him a minute to get back online. So I was gone for a little bit because I don't know where you guys left off. I wasn't getting any live feed, so I had to mess with some of this equipment here. Sometimes you pay some good money for equipment, and sometimes it falters. And then you just got to learn how to fix it. So it took me a minute to do that. So anyway, so I appreciate Chill and Tanya coming back to the live studio here. And like I said, T is probably entering now. And I believe he is 1, 2, 3. T is online, right?
I'm online, man. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tanya's back already?
Yeah, Tanya and Chill are back.
Awesome. Chill and Tanya.
So I was just telling them I apologize. I had technical difficulties. So
yes, we did. We had monster technical difficulties. Yeah.
So, we appreciate Tanya and Chill coming back. So
yes, we do
appreciate that.
Honestly, I don't think they left.
Well, they had to come back into the studio, so.
No, that's true.
I apologize because it was my malfunction. So I don't know, T, where we left off because I was gone for a little bit.
We were talking about grape and strawberry wine and can't mix the two together. And then we went someplace else. I don't know where we went after that. So, Tanya, Chill, go ahead and jump in and let me know where we're at after that because I kind of lost it too.
All right. So, we lost somebody, so I'm not sure who's still on the line. Oh, Tanya's still on the line.
THC, that's right. We were talking about THC, best thing in weed. And Tanya hasn't smoked dope, but Will said something about she was green, and he would talk to her. That's the last thing I saw.
All right, so we probably can change the subject about that. And let's talk about something different.
Okay. So, Tanya, what do you want to talk about?
All right, see, with all of that, I have all the technical difficulties. I do need to go another beer, so I'll be right back, and I hope nothing happens when I get back, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Let's see. I thought I was just going to listen to you guys. We can wait on you. Okay, we're going to wait on Q, but all right. We can wait on Q, but what topic do you want to talk about, though, Tanya? Sorry. Ate a potato chip, my bad. Not mac and cheese, but it was a potato chip. So, there's nothing you want to talk about? So, what do you do for fun in Jamaica? Okay. You blow bubbles. I don't understand.
All right. I'm here.
I'll let you read those comments real quick because I'm not following.
Blow bubbles. I'm on the spot. Nothing. I'm doing a thing. Fun. Let me see. All right. So, hey, Tony, let me ask you a question. So, it's a Friday night. You're, according to your profile picture, your pretty girl. What are you doing on a Friday night listening to a bunch of podcast guys? We really like to understand what's going on, that you got nothing better to do than listen to us.
That's a great question. Great question.
I like to hear that answer. Housemate. Is that what is a housemate considered? And what movie were you watching? If you don't mind us asking. School closed. What college do you go to? What university do you go to? And who's your housemate? Is he listening to us too? It was the West Indies. I mean, is your housemate listening as we're talking a bunch of bullshit about nothing? Oh, she's gone to sleep. Okay. What is her name? Anyway, that's where. Thank you, Tanya, for staying with us.
Nikki. Okay, Nikki. Yeah. I appreciate it.
So,
what are you studying? Yeah. You're going to university, so what are you studying at university?
Radiography. Okay. I'm not familiar, so can you please tell me what that is? I mean, you don't have to. And actually, I really don't give a shit, so it really doesn't matter. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, you're going to pop back on her that we don't sound professional. Okay.
X-ray technician. That's cool. Good for you. She's not playing. I'm not playing with you.
Nope, not playing with you.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Is that X-ray technician job going to get you on the runway?
Brian, man, come on, man. You're being hard.
She knows I'm just playing.
I still think you're being too hard, man.
Yeah, well, she knows. She put. I'm definitely not.
Only staying on for 2 years. Okay. 2 years and then she's on the runway, brother. She's on the runway and then you and I will be sitting there as housemates watching movies and Tanya will be on the movie.
Yeah, I mean, if that's... She's got my vote.
Got my vote. I'm in.
So I'm not being too hard.
No, you're not.
Just about being real. Speak it into being. I'm not quite sure what that means.
Speaking into being. She wants it to happen, I guess. I mean, that's my guess. I'm not 100% sure. I'm still trying to figure out cucumbers and carrots. I don't understand that, but, you know, hey.
An eggplant.
I mean, you know.
She said you're right.
Okay, so. Kind of figured something out tonight, so at least, you know, I'm doing something okay.
So go ahead, T.
No, go ahead. I forgot what I was going to say, man, because you just, like, interrupted me. Okay.
So what do you guys do for day jobs? So, well, we will never say that. Because we kind of keep our private lives private, so
yeah. So we you know, I will tell you this: we deal with the public, and we manage people. I mean, that's what we do. We don't want to go any further than that because then we're kind of like Batman and Robin. He's Batman, I'm Robin, and we just don't want people to know who we are.
And that's fair that we ask you questions, but Tanya, you didn't have to answer them. So
You're wrong, Q. That's just wrong. No, we just, we're broadcasting here in Nashville. And, you know, we will say we're in Nashville, but I mean, if if our company started listening, and we just don't want any ramifications if we mention their name or anything else, because you never know what can happen. So we're just trying to be on the up and up and just not really talk about our work thing.
Oh, hold on. We should have been a strong disclaimer. What are you talking about?
What?
A disclaimer about what? We're not going to share your information. Disclaimer.
We're not going to share anything. But, no, on our side, yeah, it's just, you know.
We're just... Okay. All right, Tanya. All right. Are you related to man?
No, because there's no fingers that went up, man.
That's a big no. I was just making sure. Because I don't know if man got to you or not, because it's Hey, Mike entered live studio.
Mike, hello, Mike is back, so
Mike is back.
Mike is back with great strawberry and cherry wine.
Thanks for coming back, Mike. Because Tanya, I think Tanya just gained a new last name. Her name is called Tanya Mann.
So, Tanya Mann. Tanya Mann with two N's, right?
Mm-hmm. That is true. We're just kidding, Tanya. We like to play games and have fun. We're not here for anybody's feelings. We're just having a little fun.
No, we're not. We're having some fun.
Yeah.
So you got to admit, you kind of have to admit that man was kind of some fun there.
Well, yeah. He flipped us off like six times.
Well, he flipped us off, pointing fingers other ways, and didn't think we were talking to him. So.
But yeah, seriously, man. He flipped us off six times.
Yeah, I know he did. But hey. You know, we knew when we got into this big boy business and podcast that was probably going to happen.
Well, that's fine. You don't get mad at us, because when you got a lot of stuff scrolling down the screen, you can't answer every question.
Oh, yeah, especially as rapid fire as they were coming. I mean, I couldn't keep up. And hey, Q, you got to remember that the way we're doing this, you know, two different locations, I'm working everything off my phone right now.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm just like, holy crap.
Hey, Mike.
So, we know Mike's sweet, or she's sweet, but... So, Mike, what do you do? Because I don't think we really touched on you, because you kind of snuck in under the wire.
He's done that.
Yeah, he snuck it on the wire. I don't know how he got in, but he got in, and we didn't know. And then,
I don't even remember where Mike is from. Where's Mike from?
Yeah, where's Mike from?
I can't remember.
I don't think he said.
I don't think he did, but I think him and Tanya might be having a secret conversation behind our back now. South Dakota.
So... when I told you I wanted on my bucket list that I wanted to go to see a North Dakota State Bison game, did that hurt?
I honestly never wanted to go to. It says in the middle of nowhere. I've never wanted to go to South Dakota before, but for some reason, I always wanted to go to North Dakota, and I don't know why, to be honest with you.
But I think South Dakota has Mount Rushmore, right? Am I correct? Help me out there, Mike.
So South Dakota is famous for Clinton P. Anderson, politician, former U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Sparky Anderson, Tigers baseball coach. Jesse Bale, professional rodeo driver. Bob Barker was born a television host, according to what I'm looking up, and Tom Brokaw.
Well, so, Mount Rushmore's there too, so maybe we should go.
Why is that not on my list? That's weird.
South Dakota should be.
Well, you're damn right, Mike. That's why we are friends.
All right, we just went politics.
No, I'm not going politics. All I'm doing is I'm agreeing with them. That's it. Okay. I'm not going to discuss anything else. I agree with you, Mike. Kudos to you.
I agree with both of y'all, so we're going to let it go at that.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Tanya, what are you listening to? Y'all. I don't think I said y'all where you're from Canada. Is that where you're from, Canada, right?
Who's from Canada? Tanya, no, I think Tanya's from Jamaica.
They say y'all in Jamaica?
I guess so.
That's interesting.
We say y'all in Tennessee.
Yeah, but it's Jamaica. Nobody says y'all in Jamaica. The only people that say y'all is in the South, which doesn't even make any goddamn, any sense whatsoever.
No, it doesn't. But you're from the Great White North, man.
Don't hate. Mike, be easy.
I'm also on TV. I'm on Twitter.
What's your Twitter feed?
She's becoming a stalker. I'm joking.
Oh, kid. Really? Wow. So Tanya, like, so if Tanya wants to go to sleep, she listens to us.
That's awesome, man.
I'm more an IG. I don't know what the hell that means. Do you, G?
No, I don't, man.
Mike, can you help us out here? Mike's a little bit younger. Oh, Instagram. Mike says cucumber.
Instagram, okay.
Never mind.
All right, sorry, Tanya. We're a little slow tonight.
Yeah.
Mike thinks it's a cucumber, so okay. Mike wants to get back to the cucumbers and carrots. I'm like totally lost on that, man.
Yeah, I mean, me and T are not on Instagram, so
no, we're not.
Unfortunately, we're a little bit older than some of you folks, so Instagram is not our thing. Probably maybe should be eventually as you tell your friends of how awesome we are just doing podcasts talking about a bunch of bullshit. So
thank you. So, you know, I'm gonna jump back to, you know, the bucket list, because there's one thing I did, because I'm afraid of heights. I hate heights. Just don't like them.
So that's kind of crazy, because, you know, we've known each other for a long time and I never knew that.
Yep. I get anxiety and that kind of stuff. I couldn't walk across San Francisco Bridge, man. I mean,
so it freaked me out. Tanya also agrees that she does not like heights.
Don't like heights, but I will tell you, I did bungee jump.
So I don't understand that whole concept.
Well, it was one of the things, face your fears, those kind of things. And I went up there, and a couple of my buddies called me, you know, that word that, you know, guys shouldn't be called. But, you know, I just said, screw it. I'm going to do it. And I did it. And I'm going to tell you right now, I about lost my freaking mind, man. That was the worst feeling in the whole wide world. But I did do bungee jumping, man. Won't ever do it again. Did it once. I'm done. You know, Tanya says, are you sure? Are you still there, Q, or are you gone? Lost Q again. No, I cried afterwards. I'm going to tell you right now, I cried afterwards. I mean, it was the worst feeling in the world. Are you back now?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. But yeah, it was terrifying. There was no rush to it. It was just, I just wanted it to be over. It was terrible.
Hey, team.
Yeah.
We had a B guy just enter the live studio. So, hey, B guy, thanks for entering. We are QT and Overdrive. I'm Q.
I'm T.
And actually, we're on bucket list two. We're probably not going to tell you about what bucket list one was about because we have some technical difficulties after an hour. So it's probably not which one here. So, but we are here now and we're just hanging out. And we were talking to Mike and we're talking to Tanya. And we had some other listeners. And I don't know whether or not, but big guy, tell us where you're from, what's going on.
That's it. And tell us what's on your bucket list.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. So,
no doubt.
So, Tanya says from now on, and since we have Q&T, I am in. Is that
okay? I'm not sure. Is that okay? I think she says she's out for the night. Hey, Tanya. Hey, anytime you want to join, that's great. Have a great evening.
But she said nah. What
I think nah means she's out.
Call me. Oh, she wants you to call her N.
Okay, N. Okay, it'll be QTN. You're part of the show now.
I'm so confused. But hey, Marty, thanks for coming back to the show.
Yeah, Marty.
So call me N. So we'll call Tanya N from now on.
Okay.
Oh, she's the N in QT.
Oh, I get it now.
Okay, I get it now.
I'm a little slow. You're there.
You're a little slow. I'm a little slow too.
I'm slower than you.
All right. So, N, welcome, Marty.
And we're QTN.
Overdrive. I am Q.
I'm T, and N's over here.
Yeah, and we also now. Sweet. Shit just got real. You see that, T?
No, I didn't see that. What came up?
And just welcome. Hey, Marty, welcome to our show.
There you go. Okay. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, T. Anthony's out.
So, no, check this out. So, we just started with two. We just started with two of us, right?
Yep.
And then we have T. Anthony, which will never leave. And now we just gained N. So now we have four of us now that are conquering the world.
That's it, man. We're going to conquer the world, and then Tanya's going to get famous. She's going to walk across the red carpet, and
we're going to introduce her.
And we'll tag along, man.
We will be her voice.
We will be her voice.
Shit just got real in this bitch.
It did, man. So, you know, we're on bucket list. I'm going to finish up my last one that I have accomplished, Brian. I mean, Q. Sorry. I always wanted to watch a game in the Rose Bowl.
And why is that?
I don't know. I just, you know, growing up and stuff, you know, with USC because of my age and stuff and, you know, what they did. I just always wanted to go out there and see a football game. So, you know, I went out there and I saw – you know, not that USC is my choice college because it never will be. Damn cheaters. But I saw USC play San Diego State, man. But I can say I was there.
So, I know, and some of our listeners know that you're a University of Texas Longhorns fan, right?
Well, they know now, especially.
Well, some of them know already because we've had podcasts about that.
Absolutely. University of Texas, baby. I went to school there.
So you've been to games for the University of Texas, right?
Right.
I've been to games for the University of Texas. Absolutely.
Well, let me see. Have you been to a championship game for the University of Texas?
I went to the Big 12 championship game when they played Colorado.
National championship.
No, did not go to that game. I wish I was at that game.
So what was? Are you getting the reverb?
Or is it just me?
It's just you.
All right. I know that you're not a, like, a super huge NFL fan.
No, I'm not.
So the ultimate goal is Texas is the national championship, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, if Texas won the national championship, I don't care who wins the Super Bowl. I don't care who wins the World Series. I don't care who wins anything else.
Okay.
Okay.
That's it. You know, my football watching is on Saturday. I watch it on Saturday. And lately I've been, you know, kicking the walls and everything else because we have not been so good.
Well,
but, you know, hey.
I'm just saying because there's I'm just hearing all that reverb with me. It just changes. It just changes so often. But anyway, it's like for me, one of my bucket lists is go to the Super Bowl. Of course. The best experience last year. Or that being in Miami. It would be great that Miami would have played in the Super Bowl, but that's not going to be. Oh, Tanya or Ann agrees with us. Super Bowl for her, too.
Well, she agrees with you, not me. You.
Yeah, well, that's whatever.
I understand.
So
I know she likes you better than me, so, you know, hey, that's okay.
J-Lo entered. Oh, J2 entered.
Oh, J2, J-Lo. Okay.
Yeah.
We're favorites now, man.
Hey, Tanya. Yeah, Super Bowl is something for me. I would love to have watch my team.
And your team is, Q?
Miami Dolphins. And she's got no favorites, so.
Because,
but even if, on, if even hey, if hey, you don't Q, have
hey,
favorites,
hey, hey, Q, hang on 1 second.
Hmm?
Alexa, play Hootie and the Blowfish. Mm. Dolphins make me cry.
I couldn't find the Dolphins Cry by Hootie and the Blowfish, but here is other music by Hootie and the Blowfish.
It's called something different. There it is.
Alexa,
it is.
Pause. Okay. I stuttered my words. My bad.
I think that's the song.
She has no favorites. Okay.
Yeah, she had no favorites. But going to the experience.
So, J2, where are you from?
Like, phenomenal.
We're just sitting here. We're going on a bucket list.
What the fuck, Miami? What? Where are you from, J2?
J2
is from Miami.
No, he says no, WTF, Miami question. I'm not sure. He's from Arkansas.
That explains everything.
Okay. All right.
He agrees.
Yep. Okay. We're at Arkansas. Okay, I guess not. But I try to segue into the Dolphins make me cry, man. But, you know, it just didn't work.
Dolphins always make me cry. But here's the great thing about the Dolphins. They're doing great things. And I think they're going on the right track right now. So
okay.
Kudos to them. Years of punishment. But it all pays out in the end.
It'll pay back in the end when you have the dynasty. And Tom Brady is no more.
It's not about Tom Brady. I mean, we won a division when Tom Brady was still there. So I'm not worried about Tom Brady. And we beat who beat Tom Brady this year?
I would say that would be the Miami Dolphins.
Damn right they did.
And they did it in Foxborough.
Yep.
Yep.
Which they haven't done in some of the years because they always beat them in Miami. So,
yep. So.
Yeah. You can't count those guys.
Yeah, I know. I understand, man. And I'm going to give you the last thing of things I've accomplished on my bucket list. I always wanted to drink the boot. I drank the boot, man. And I didn't spill anything. Because I watched a movie and they showed me how to twist the boot at the right time. So I didn't, you know, spill all the beer on me.
I don't know if I could ever do that, but Zynap has entered the live studio. Hey, Zynap, thank you for entering QT in Overdrive. I'm Q.
I'm T.
And we are, like I said, welcome. We're QT Overdrive. Please tell us where you're from. We're talking about bucket lists. We had something we had going earlier, had technical difficulties after an hour, and then we went back in. So now we're just really on a tangent talking about whatever.
Do you have anything else left on your bucket list of things you want to accomplish? Because I know you didn't go through all six yet.
No, would I want to accomplish? No, sir. So
you haven't gone through them all.
No. So
what you got, man?
Guess what I need to do.
What do you need to do, man?
Do you know me very well?
I know you very well.
What happens when I get thirsty?
You have to get a beer.
All right. So give me 1 second. I'll be right back.
You're going to be right back. Okay. And I know where the beer is at next to your computer, so I know you don't have to go far. So, you know, I know that's not a problem. But there you go. Right there.
Hey.
Yes, sir?
What would you say that this is my last moose head?
I would say that, I don't know.
I have a problem. Anyway, so.
Well, you know, I didn't want to come out and say that on the air.
That's fine. Nobody knows who the frick I am. So I went through 6 and 5. Number 4 would be, have you gone through all yours?
I've got one left.
All right. So number 4 for me would be visiting Waverly Hills Sanatorium in Louisville, Kentucky. So you can go visit there because, like I said, if you're in the earlier podcast, Tanya, she's heading out.
All right, Tanya, thank you very, very much. We appreciate it. It was great fun. Join us anytime you want.
So she says, Q&T, take good care of the show in my absence. You are definitely part of the team, Tanya. So thank you.
You were there. Trust me. The inn is coveted for you.
Yep.
Nobody else but you.
Yep. So we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you now joining our team.
Can't wait to see how you get along with T. Anthony.
Yeah. That's going to be a battle for you. So, sweet dreams, good riddance, and we appreciate your preface. So, number four is Waverly Hills Sanatorium in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm all about visiting the paranormal stuff, and the thing is, T, I can't get in there. So
you can't get what?
I can't go visit.
Why can't you go
visit?
There's
a wedding list for like 2 years.
Well, you can still visit. Just put your name on the list, damn it.
They only do it like... The next time I put my name on a list is like 2023.
Who cares? Put your name on the list. I mean, if you don't...
But I can't do it because they don't do it that far out. They pretty much tell you when you go on the website, go fuck yourself. You're not getting in here.
No.
And then won't even let you enter, like, even the beginning of it just to take pictures. They make a shitload of money, which I understand. I get it.
I'll tell you what. You and I, next week, we'll go crash the gates and we'll jump the fence, man.
Yeah, so they've done that before and they've been arrested. So
that's all right. What's the worst thing, man? We get arrested, we go to jail, we both lose our jobs. And we
yeah, that could be the worst thing, right? Fucking suck at our life. But
but then we have all to make money doing podcasts, man. You know, what the hell? Could be worse things in life.
All right. So number three.
Okay.
Write a book about myself because I think it'd be very comical.
I would read it. Honestly, I'd read
it. Wow, you're my friend. I'm sure you would read it. So I don't know if anybody else would.
Well, that's all right. Maybe you got one person read your book. I mean, hey, you made a mark.
So what'd you say?
I said, if you have one person read your book, you've made your mark.
That's all right. So before I go into number two that actually we already talked about.
Actually, I still have one left, though. But
I know, okay, but I'm done with mine because I already talked about the Super Bowl and I already talked about going to every baseball stadium. So I'm done with mine. But let's go back for a second. You said make your mark.
Make your mark. You made your mark.
So we've known each other through a company over the past few years. So I was in a past company where I was in a leadership position as well. And I always told my folks to make their mark. That was the last thing I put on their evaluations, was to make your mark.
Make your mark. I agree with that 100%. That's...
So you saying that right now brought me back to the days that what we were talking about. I mean, what I was practicing, preaching, teaching, coaching, and motivating. So, sorry, I digressed. So I apologize.
Okay.
But I'm done with mine because I already mentioned the Super Bowl and I already mentioned going to every Major League Baseball stadium in the very beginning on the first podcast. So it's all you.
All right. My last one, which isn't the top of my bucket list, but because I threw the good ones out first, because tuna fishing was well ahead of this one and visit as many breweries as you can was ahead of this one too. But to attend an Army-Navy college football game, which I'm going to do this fall.
You are?
Yes, I am. A buddy of mine got tickets. He got on the waiting list, and he got the tickets.
I think you told me about that, yeah.
So I'm going to go to that. I just want to go see the pageantry of it. Don't even really care about the game. I mean, I do. I'll watch the game. It'll be great.
Well, I mean, Army-Navy is something special, so...
Yeah, so, we got tickets for it, and so this fall, I'm going to go there and check that one off the bucket list, and,
That'd be pretty cool. So I think we got a couple of things that we're probably going to check off the bucket list of ours. There's some things that are probably a stretch that maybe eventually we'll do or maybe we won't, but it's always good to have a bucket list. And see what you can accomplish or not. And even if you don't, it's okay. But so we have somebody else online, but I'm not quite sure who it is because I know Tanya has left.
We got Zenap, and I don't know who else is there, but I mean, we may have lost some other folks.
Oh, I mean, there's three.
You can see all that. I can't see it. So, okay.
Yeah, so.
Y'all jump in. I mean, if y'all got something on your bucket list, just throw it out there. I mean, your bucket list may become our bucket list. Who knows?
So, I'm not sure who the third person is out there. So, if you're still out there, just join in and let us know what's going on. I'm not sure what happened to J2. He was from Little Rock and he just disappeared. And, Zynab, I'm not sure what happened to him, but. We appreciate Tanya and Mike and Marty and all those folks and that had joined us.
Absolutely.
So we really appreciate that.
It's probably a good thing, you know, Marty wasn't on, because then I'd have to say, look, I'm rooting for Army. You probably make me go that route, you know.
So I guess I'm going to end this bucket list too. Hey, T. Anthony, what are you doing? I mean, are you...
Is T. Anthony on there? Did you jump on?
No, I don't think he did. I was trying to reach out to him, but it might have been... normally jumps on, but... but anyway, so let's... Hey, T.
Yes, sir.
What do you got going on in the next 10 minutes?
Not much, man.
All right, so let's end this right now, and then Let's just do at midnight, maybe just a little rambling.
Let's go rambling too, man.
All right, man. All right. So rambling too. We are QT in Overdrive. I'm Q.
I'm T.
And we appreciate our listeners, and hey, this was pretty cool. The bucket list, and the bucket list was T's idea, and he came up with this. And I think we we explained the bucket list, and we went over our bucket list. And actually, people actually said some of their our listeners said some of their bucket lists, and then it went like a little crazy. And that's okay, because we're crazy, that's what we do, and that's what we do. Thanks for T for bringing the subject on the podcast, and thanks for you guys for listening. We have a bunch of listeners, and I apologize because I had some technical difficulties on my end, so I do apologize for that. But I appreciate, like, Mike and Tanya. Hey, let me rephrase that. We appreciate Mike and Tanya coming back and going on there. So, and when I say I have technical difficulties, it really screwed up. So, the great thing about me and T is that when my shit was going on, he was calling me going, what's going on, just end this shit, right? And I had so much tension. See, this is why we have the podcast together, because we understand each other, and we can talk about anything, right, T?
We can talk about anything, but you got to stop calling her Tanya. I mean, her name now is N.
It is N. So, all right, so... And me and T talked about this earlier, so we did have somebody enter. DX02, thanks for entering. Hey, we're ending this podcast right now because we've been off for 42 minutes. I'm Q.
I'm T.
And we have QT in Overdrive, and we're ending this podcast right now. We're probably going to have another podcast in about 8 minutes or so with something different, so please join us then. So we're going to say adios for now. So,
sayonara.
I'm Q.
I'm T.
We're out.
Later.